Today is the 18th day of April. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. And it's with a grateful heart that we all gather here together around the global campfire. So here we are. And we have a custom. It's one of the ways that we get into this rhythm of being aware of ourselves, self-aware. That's where transformation actually happens, when we watch the teachings of Jesus and see that he calls out what's really going on. And so we have this rhythm. We're at the end of a week now. So it's time to reflect, because we came into this week together. Like, we all huddled up and we looked out at it. It was all, you know, it was all frontier. And now it's history. Stories written. So we look back and we just see all the little trails, the little tributaries, all the things that happen that make up a week of our lives. This is what our lives look like. This is how they're shaped. And we had some intentions to allow the scriptures, you know, to challenge and change us as we become more self-aware. And so now we can see. In fact, it's a good idea to take some time. You know, if it's 5 minutes even, you know, it's not like you got to take 10 hours of the day today to reflect. Just 5 minutes or 10 or whatever. Write down some of the, you know, the high points and the valleys. See how life is shaped. And see how we react, get to know our patterns, how we react to different things. Because when we can catch ourselves and when we can see our patterns, well, then there's predictable outcomes. And when we can interrupt those patterns, through the counsel of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to direct us, transformation can come. So take some time today as we reflect and get ready with hopeful hearts for a fresh start tomorrow. But here we are now. Let's finish the week and let's finish it well together. We're working our way through the book of Joshua. Today, chapters 16, 17, and 18. The allotment of the descendants of Joseph went from the Jordan by Jericho, at the waters of Jericho to the east, into the wilderness, going up from Jericho into the hill country to Bethel. It continues from Bethel to Luz, and it passes along to the territory of the Archites at Ataroth. Then it goes down to the west, to the territory of the Jephthalites, up to the territory of Lower Beth-Horon, then to Gezer, and it ends at the sea. And the descendants of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, received their inheritance. This was the border of the descendants of Ephraim according to their families. The border of their inheritance to the east was Ataroth Adar, up to Upper Beth-Horon. The border continues to the sea, from Michmetah to the north. The border turns to the east to Teanat Shiloh, and it passes along it from the east to Genoa. Then it goes down from Genoa to Ataroth and to Naara. It touches Jericho and ends at the Jordan. From Tapuach, the border goes to the west, to the Wadi of Kana, and it ends at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the descendants of Ephraim, according to their families, with the cities that were set apart for the descendants of Ephraim, in the midst of the inheritance of the descendants of Manasseh, all the cities and their villages. But they did not drive out the Canaanites who were dwelling in Gezer. And so the Canaanites live in the midst of Ephraim to this day, but they became forced laborers. Then the allotment was made for the tribe of Manasseh, because he was the firstborn of Joseph, to Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, were allotted Gilead and Bashan, because he was a warrior. An allotment was made for the remaining descendants of Manasseh, according to their families. For the children of Abiezer, Helek, Asriel, Shechem, Hefer, and Shemaida. These were the male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, according to their families. But Zelophehad, son of Hepher, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, had no sons, only daughters. These are the names of his daughters: Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came before Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders, saying, "Yahweh commanded Moses to give an inheritance to us among our kinsmen. Therefore, according to the command of Yahweh, he gave them an inheritance among the kinsmen of their fathers. Thus, 10 shares fell to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is beyond the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons, and the land of Gilead was allotted to the remaining descendants of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethah, which is opposite Shechem, and the border goes to the south to the inhabitants of En-Tappuach. The land of Tappuach belonged to Manasseh, but Tappuach on the border of Manasseh belonged to the descendants of Ephraim. Then the border goes down to the Wadi of Cana, to the south of the Wadi. These cities belong to Ephraim among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh is north of the Wadi, and it ends at the sea. The south is Ephraim's, and the north is Manasseh's. The sea is their border. Asher touches the north, and on the east, Issachar. In Issachar and Asher, Manasseh had Beth-shean and its villages, Ibleam and its villages, the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, the inhabitants of En-Dor and its villages, the inhabitants of Taanach and its villages, the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages. The third is Napheth. But the descendants of Manasseh were not able to take possession of these towns. The Canaanites were determined to live in this land. And it happened, when the Israelites grew strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but never drove them out completely. The descendants of Joseph spoke with Joshua, saying, "Why have you given us one allotment and one share as an inheritance? We are many people, which Yahweh has blessed." And Joshua said to them, "If you are many people, go up to the forest and clear a place there for yourselves in the land of the Perizzites and Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you." And the descendants of Joseph said, "The hill country is not enough for us, and all of the Canaanites living in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, those in Beth-shean and its villages, and those in the Jezreel valley." And Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, "You are many people and have great power. You will not have one allotment only. The hill country will be yours. Even though it is a forest, you will clear it, and it will be yours to its farthest borders. You will drive out the Canaanites, even though they have iron chariots and are strong." The entire congregation of the Israelites assembled at Shiloh, and they set up there the tent of meeting, and the land was subdued before them. And 7 tribes remained among the Israelites, who had not been apportioned their inheritance. And Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long will you be slack about going to take possession of the land that Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, has given you? Provide 3 men from each tribe, and I will send them so that they may begin to go through the land and write a description of it, according to their inheritance. And let them come to me. They will divide it among themselves into 7 portions. Judah will remain its border from the south, and the house of Joseph will maintain its border from the north. Describe the land in 7 divisions and bring it to me here. I will cast lots for you here before Yahweh our God. The Levites among you have no portion, for their inheritance is the priesthood of Yahweh. Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh received their inheritance beyond the Jordan to the east, which Moses, Yahweh's servant, gave to them. And the men went immediately. And Joshua commanded the ones going to describe the land, saying, "Go and walk about through the land. Write a description and return to me. And here I will cast a lot for you before Yahweh at Shiloh." And the men went and passed through the land, and they described the cities in seven divisions in a book. And they came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh. And Joshua cast a lot for them at Shiloh before Yahweh. And there he divided the land for the Israelites, to each a portion. And the allotment of the tribe of Benjamin came up according to their families. And the border of their allotment fell between the descendants of Judah and the descendants of Joseph. Their northern border began at the Jordan and went up to the slope of Jericho on the north and continued into the hill country to the west. It ends at the wilderness of Bet-Aven. The border passes on from there to Luz, to the slope of Luz to the south, that is Bethel. Then the border goes down to Adarot, Adar, to the mountain that is south of lower Bet-Horon. Then the border changes direction and turns to the western side, southward, from the mountain that is opposite Bet-Horon to the south. It ends at Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, a town belonging to the descendants of Judah. This is the western side. The southern side begins on the outskirts of Kiriath Jearim, and the border continues to the west to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. The border goes down to the foot of the mountain, which is opposite the valley of Ben-Hinnom, which is in the valley of Rephaim to the north. Then it goes down the valley of Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusites to the south, and then it goes down to En-Rogel. It changes directions from the north, and it continues to En-Shemesh. It goes out to Gelilot, which is opposite the ascent of Adumim, and it goes down to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. It passes on to the slope opposite the Arabah to the north, and it goes down to the Arabah. The border passes on to the slope of Bet-Hogla to the north, and ends at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This is the southern border. The Jordan forms its border on the eastern side. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Benjamin, its borders that surround them according to their families. Now the towns of the tribes of the descendants of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Bet-Hogla, Mech-Kaziz, Bet-Araba, Zemaraim, Bethel, Avim, Parah, Ophrah, Kephar, Ammoni, Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities and their villages. Gibeon, Ramah, Beerot, Mitzpah, Kephira, Moza, Rechem, Irpil, Tarala, Zela, Eleph, Jebuz, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath, 14 cities and their villages. This is the inheritance of the descendants of Benjamin according to their families. Luke 19:1-27. And he entered and traveled through Jericho. And there was a man named Zacchaeus, and he was a chief tax collector. And he was rich, and he was seeking to see Jesus, who he was, and he was not able to as a result of the crowd, because he was short in stature. And he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree so that he could see him, because he was going to go through that way. And when he came to the place, Jesus looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, because it is necessary for me to stay at your house today." And he came down quickly and welcomed him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all began to complain, saying, "He has gone in to find lodging with a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I am giving to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I am paying it back four times as much. And Jesus said to him, Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. Now, while they were listening to these things, he went on and told a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. Therefore he said, A certain nobleman traveled to a distant country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And summoning 10 of his own slaves, he gave them 10 minas and said to them, Do business until I come back. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, We do not want this man to be king over us. And it happened that when he returned after receiving the kingdom, he ordered these slaves to whom he had given the money to be summoned to him so that he could know what they had gained by trading. So the first arrived saying, Sir, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, Well done, good slave. Because you have been faithful in a very small thing, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came saying, Sir, your mina has made 5 minas. So he said to this one also, And you be over 5 cities. And another came saying, Sir, behold your mina, which I had put away for safekeeping in a piece of cloth, for I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You withdraw what you did not deposit, and you reap what you did not sow. He said to him, By your own words I will judge you, wicked slave. You knew that I am a severe man, withdrawing what I did not deposit, and reaping what I did not sow. And why did you not give my money to the bank, and I, when I returned, would have collected it with interest? And to the bystanders he said, Take away from him the mina, and give it to the one who has the 10 minas. And they said to him, Sir, he has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. But these enemies of mine, who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence. Psalm 87. Foreign nations come to worship in Jerusalem. Of the sons of Korah, a psalm, a song. His foundation is on the holy mountains. Yahweh loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken about you, O city of God, Selah. I will record those who know me, in Rahab and Babylon, behold in Philistia and Tyre with Cush. This one was born there. But with respect to Zion it shall be said, Each one was born in her, for the Most High himself will establish her. Yahweh will record in writing the peoples. This one was born there, Selah. And while dancing, singers will sing, All my springs are in you. Proverbs 13:11. Wealth gained from haste will dwindle, but he who gathers little by little will increase it. Father, we thank you for your word, and we take to heart what is in the Proverbs today, this kind of theme, little by little, like slow and steady, is the way to go forward. Wealth gained from haste will dwindle, the proverb says. But he who gathers little by little will increase it. Help us to pay attention to that rhythm, that picture, as we realize that anything achieved or accomplished is little by little. Lead us as we land this week and release it to become a part of our history on the paths of truth, that we may walk in it. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. Ground zero, ground floor, home base. Sorry about that. You don't drink your wind farm coffee and speak into the microphone. You're a professional, and you don't do those kinds of things when you're a professional. And even though you've gotten away with it, it's dumb to do that. And so now you have to stand here in front of everybody and say, you know, I'm sorry about that. I was trying to do two things at once. And alas, here we are. Well, I don't even know where I was. Community section is a great place to get connected to the prayer wall. But at a time where we're kind of on the cusp of making some big transitions, not being connected on social media for announcements and just, you know, how-tos and discussion and just all of that, will be important, as it is an important place to do those kinds of things. So make sure you if you are in any of those places or spaces, make sure you are familiar with Daily Audio Bible there as well. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address. It's P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is all for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, family. It's his little Cherie in Canada with an update on Eagle-Eyed Bruce. Thank you so much for those who have been praying for him. He's in prison in Arkansas. And yesterday was Sunday, and he was able to preach in chapel. Next week is the revival meetings in the prison, and so he'll be speaking twice next week, but this Sunday message was just his regular opportunity to preach, and he loves preaching. Apparently, it went really well. The place was packed. The men were really impacted, and he just felt so grateful. And I had asked you to pray that he would be well enough to preach at the revival the week of April 20th. And if yesterday is any indication, he should be able to. He's very unwell, but God is sustaining him. And so So thank you so much for your prayers for Eagle-Eyed Bruce. Please continue to pray that God's will would be done in and through his life. Pray for the revival, that it would profoundly impact and transform the men and also the prison itself, and that Bruce would just feel and know that God is still working through him, and that no matter what the future holds, he can trust God to take care of him and to be his shepherd the way he is using Bruce to shepherd the men in the prison. Thank you so much, family. Bye for now.
Hello from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. This is Daniel Johnson Jr. God bless you all. I am calling today on Monday, April the 13th, to ask for a prayer request for myself and to provide an update. I mentioned in previous calls that I'm looking for my next job. My previous job ended in December. My mom also died on the day after Christmas, and I've been managing a lot of that. And I would love to say that I'm doing well, but I feel like right now I feel like I'm in 3 feet of mud trying to get through a fog. I know that in general I'm on the right track, and I do have people nearby that are helping me as best as they can, but I'm not sleeping well. Sometimes I'm struggling with even just simple things, and sobbing, it comes and goes in waves. Even just taking care of myself feels like a chore. And on top of that, I am looking for my next job. The anxiety that I'm feeling, I go to other things to kind of help soothe all of that. And I know some of this is normal. A lot of this is normal. I had another friend from high school who recently lost their parent. She said, "This has shifted me from being mostly happy with occasional sadness to now being mostly sad with occasional happiness." And I feel that that's describing me. I'm struggling to even be happy. I have joy, unspeakable joy, victory in Jesus. But no one's coming to rescue me out of this. It's my journey to take. And my birthday's on Thursday, the 16th of April. And this is my first time being without my mom. But I'm committed to honoring this life. And I'm going to continue to work on my mindset. So please pray for me. From beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio, God bless you all. This is Daniel Johnson Jr. And let's make it a great day.
Hi, this is JC from Forest Hill, Texas. As they say, long-time listener, first time, I'm submitting a prayer request. Today is April 14th, and I listened to the prayer today of a sister who was calling in about infertility. And I wanted to encourage her to keep praying, and I'll be praying with you. I've walked through this, actually still walking through it. So to submit a prayer for another sister who is walking through this, even in the midst of my own, I can only ask God to intercede for the both of us. Lord, I ask that you just touch the womb of my sister. Lord God, open up that womb for her. Father God, grant her the family that she so desirably craves. And Lord God, for anyone who's walking through this, Lord, I pray this prayer over them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we trust your timing. We trust your planning. Father God, it may be hard in the wait, but we trust you. It's in your name I pray. I'm praying for you, sister. Don't give up hope.
This is God's little gardener in Texas. I'm calling to pray for Titus too. Sister, I walked this road as well for a few years, and I'm praying with you. Lord Jesus, would you surround Titus too in your peace and love? Lord, you tell us to give you our anxieties, and you will surround us in a peace that we can't even understand. Lord, help her to recognize her worth in you, because you saw fit that she was worthy to be created, that she's an expression of you made in your image. And Father, we ask that you would surround her with your peace and comfort. Lord, hear her cry as you heard Hannah's and Elizabeth's and Sarah's and mine and many others, and grant her children. And Lord, we pray for her husband to be to her as Elkanah was to Hannah, reassuring her constantly of his love for her not because of her ability to conceive or not conceive, but because of who she is, that he loves the woman you created for him. Father, strengthen their marriage. And Lord, you tell us you are the ultimate parent, that you know how to give good gifts to your children. Lord, I pray that you would hear Titus 2 prayer and that you would grant her children, and that they would become a testimony of your faithfulness, not only to their mother, but in their own lives, and a strong and powerful witness to you. Use this time as a testimony of Titus 2 and her husband's journey with you, and help them to sing your praise no matter what comes. Lord, that you would bless them and that they would see your hand upon them. And Lord, we do ask for children if it be your will. We thank you, Lord, for who they are, and bless Titus too, Lord, in her heart for you. In Christ's name, amen.
Hello, DAB family. This is Kendall from Los Angeles, California. I really need a prayer request right now. I've been listening to the DIU Bible for about a few years now, and I just really need prayer for the healing of my autism ADHD, because I think it's really holding me back as far as, like, you know, my doubts and, you know, working and stuff, because I just really feel like sleepwalking through life and not really knowing where to go. The only thing I do know is I know that God gave me gifts, and sometimes I don't always have permission to exercise those gifts. So a lot of times people tell me something, but it may not be true, and I know that those are not my original thoughts. So I just need prayer for my healing of my condition and not sleepwalking through life, and just being willing to say less yes to the Lord, and to really just follow my gifts and not worry about what people tell me, even if it's people in church, no matter if it's family members. I just pray for ultimate clarity that I would just follow my gifts and not second guess myself. Thank you for letting me share.
Good morning, my DAB family. This is Nancy from Oceanside, California, with my arms raised to the sun, Jesus. I would like to lift up our precious sister from Junk to Treasure today. I've been meaning to call for weeks, probably. I would like to lift her up, and all of us stand in agreement for a hedge of protection, that no harm come to her home. I'd like to, with any storm, past or present or future, and I'd like to, this hedge of protection, that she feel it, that she rest in the comfort knowing that God is there. And I lift up her family, her grandson and his girlfriend and their soon-to-be child, her daughters, her son-in-law, everyone, Lord, that they feel your spirit, because their faithful mom is praying and we are standing in agreement with her. I pray for provisions and peace and comfort for all of them, and most of all, wisdom and discernment for the children, her children that are adults. I love you from Junk to Treasure. You are precious. You lifted me up, and I thank you for that. I heard my name, and you brought me to the throne of grace, as you always say. And you lifted up my sister, Marty, and her biopsy, by the way, came back benign, and I thank you. That is a praise report. I thank you from Junk to Treasure, and I thank you, DAB family, for standing in agreement for our sister. In the mighty name and most precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.